it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hello?
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Hump Day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We've got a fun, lively show today, typical hump day. Really a mixed bag of sports talk, and in just a second, we'll set the table. But before we do that, let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know the many ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, be it your tablet, be it your cell phone, be it your smartwatch. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. They all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't thank those service people enough for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. As I said, true mixed bag on this hump day edition of the attack. There'll be some college basketball. There'll be some NFL, a little college football. Just, we're going to bounce it all over the map and have all kinds of fun, and it'll be just you and me all the way through for these next 2 hours. So, again, if you want to weigh in, 800-878-PLAY on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Night of upsets in college basketball. That's how we'll tip it off next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Villanova with the basketball. Brunson comes in the front court with seven. Brunson attack. Brunson goes to the basket. He missed the layup. The tap no good. Marquette's got it. 1 point. They've done it. They have done it. The greatest regular season win in Marquette history, knocking off the defending NCAA champ, the
Here
number one
the
team
students.
In the country. And they should be on the floor. All the students should be on the floor. Down by 13 with 6:40 remaining. All that matters is the final. One to remember for a long time. Marquette 74, number one ranked defending NCAA champion Villanova 72. And they're going to stay on the court. And more students, and no one's going to argue. This is when you should rush the court.
The Marquette Radio Network helps us tip off the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, again, that's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Was a night of upsets in college basketball, just one night after a night of upsets in the NBA, and we talked about that on yesterday's edition of the Attack, the just night of upsets in the world of the NBA, with several teams that were expected to win falling short. Well, we had a similar night in the world of college basketball, and a night of upsets in college basketball is the theme, as the number one, number two, and number four teams in the AP poll all lose on the same night for the first time since 1979 and for just the third time since the beginning of the AP poll back in 1948. All road losses, and it is a lot harder in any form of basketball, but in the world of college basketball, incredibly hard to win on the road. And as you heard there, number one Villanova falling to Marquette after being up 13 with just 6:40 to go. And that'll sure help Marquette's tournament resume. Number two, Kansas falling for the fourth consecutive time in Morgantown, West Virginia, to the West Virginia Mountaineers. And number four, Kentucky falling to Tennessee, a Tennessee team that, forget being bubble for the NCAA tournament, they're a bubble team for the NIT tournament. So that one was the real glaring in many ways and shocking upset of all of this, was Kentucky falling to Tennessee. But again, the overriding theme was just the night of upsets, which shows you how great college basketball can be, how parity-laden the sport is, and just how on any given night, in any given building, any team can upset any other. You know, we've always said it, any given Sunday within the world of the NFL. But college basketball, it's very much the same thing on a night-in, night-out basis. Again, a Marquette team that is building a resume, but was a bubble team going into this matchup against Villanova. You find yourself down 13 with 6:40 to go to the number one team in the land, a team that has dominated a great Big East and is the defending national champions. And you go on this magical 17-2 run to win by two. And that adds to your tournament resume. You're now starting to put together something of a tournament resume. This win will be huge for that tournament resume. And Marquette's got a lot of work to do through the rest of the Big East season. But this win could be just the thing that spurs them towards an NCAA tournament berth. And it's only the second win in Marquette team history versus a number one seed, a number one ranked team. The other time was 2003 NCAA tournament. Tom Crean was the coach. Dwayne Wade was the star player. And they knocked off the number one ranked Kentucky Wildcats in the NCAA tournament. So a great win for the program, showing you just how exciting and how much fun college basketball was. And we needed a night like this last night. You know, an epic night. One of those nights for the ages where great teams and elite teams and really three of probably the 12 likely national title contenders all getting knocked off in one night in road play in conference. You know, again, Kansas, they own the Big 12. I think they've won 12 consecutive Big 12 regular season crowns, probably on their way to their 13th. But boy, do they struggle against Huggy and the West Virginia Mountaineers when they go to Morgantown. And it just shows you how deep the Big 12 conference is. You know, you've got Baylor, you've got Kansas, you've got West Virginia. You know, it's a strong conference. I don't know this year necessarily that the Big 12 at the bottom is what it's been in years past. But you look with Kansas, and again, they'll win the Big 12. They always do. Baylor have, you know, they're a top five team in the land. West Virginia in the top 20. Iowa State solid, and I don't know if Steve Prohm's group can get themselves in the top 20 before the year's end. Frank Martin's Kansas State group is solid. Bruce Weber's Kansas State group is solid. Texas Tech isn't bad. TCU under Jamie Dixon is improving. Brad Underwood having a long, tough year with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma and Texas having an extremely disappointing year. So the depth that you traditionally have seen with the Big 12 maybe is not there. But those top three or four are as good as ever. The depth isn't necessarily there top to bottom of the Big 12 as it's been in years past where that conference was so deep. You know, that depth this year, I think you're seeing in the ACC. In many ways. I mean, it's just a huge conference with volume of teams, but you look at, you got Florida State, North Carolina, Virginia, Notre Dame, Louisville, Vatek having a good year, Syracuse falling on hard times. But Duke's only in the middle of the pack of the conference. Georgia Tech a tough out every week. NC State, if they can right the ship, they're on their way. Miami. So it's the ACC very deep. You look at the Big East, and we talked about it, Villanova. The last couple of years, as they've dominated the conference, they've typically been a two-loss team in conference play. They're going to be hard-pressed to do that this year as the rest of the conference, very strong. Butler is very, very good. Creighton, they lost their point guard, but they were having a huge, huge year. Marquette's starting to put together that tournament resume. Xavier is strong. You start to get to the bottom, and DePaul and Georgetown and St. John's are not very good. But again, top half of that conference, very strong. You know, there's loaded conferences all over the country. And, you know, the brand of basketball that we're getting, so competitive, so exciting, so dynamic. And on any given night, it just shows you what's so great about college basketball. And again, for Villanova, do you worry? No. They're going to be a number one seed likely in the NCAA tournament. They'll drop from number one in the rankings more than likely when the next poll comes out, although it could be a topsy-turvy weekend, and we'll get to some of the other great things that may be coming up in the coming days that may make this an epic weekend or an epic week for upsets within the world of college basketball. But I think Villanova will be a top seed or maybe even a two seed at worst. But, I mean, they have a chance to defend their national title. Kansas is always good. I mean, they were uncharacteristically poor on their interior defense. Their bigs are not what they have been in years past. Frank Mason was rather quiet in the loss to West Virginia. But you know, Kansas is Kansas. Bill Self has himself another great club. They recruit well. He coaches great, and he gets the most out of them. More college basketball next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
You might say it's a travesty only if you're forced to listen. And this is the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Focus of the discussion thus far has been college basketball. And again, everything from the historic night of the upset. Again, AP, numbers 1, 2, and 4, all lose for the first time on the same night since 1979, and just the third time since 1948 when the AP poll was created. So in many ways, a historic night in college basketball that spotlights just how many teams have a chance to make a deep run in the tournament and how it's truly on any given night anything can happen, especially on the road in the world of college basketball. And we talked a lot about Villanova and their loss to Marquette, what it does for Marquette's tournament resume. And they still have a lot of work to do, but this certainly will be a linchpin win for their resume. For Villanova, not much to worry about. They're still going to be a one or a two seed, barring injury or some other radical change. Just lost focus down the stretch, and a team that needed a win and was desperate in their own building caught Villanova sleeping after they controlled the game much of the way. As far as Kansas and West Virginia, we talked about it. Frank Mason, quiet. West Virginia doing a great job of exploiting some pretty poor Kansas interior defense. And Huggy's done a good job in Morgantown against Kansas. Kansas likely will win the Big 12 again. They always do. And they'll be, either on the one or two line come the tournament. West Virginia putting together a heck of a resume. They'll probably be a top four seed when tournament seedings come out. And, Huggy's teams always play great defense. Last night, their offensive efficiency was very, very impressive. And then finally, go to Kentucky. Now, of all of these, this is the one that really kind of gets me. A Kentucky team losing to a Tennessee team that, to be quite blunt about it, they're a borderline NIT team. They're on the NIT bubble, not even the NCAA bubble. Disparity in talent is huge. And even in Knoxville, this is a shocking upset, as Kentucky was a double-digit favorite. And even just the way the game unfolded, Kentucky with five-star recruit after five-star recruit after five-star recruit loses the battle of bench scoring to a Tennessee Volunteers team that cannot recruit anywhere near the same class that Kentucky does. But again, you go on the road in conference, and really, even when you don't think so, anything can happen. It's a good Kentucky group. It's a typical young Calipari group. As he recruits such high-level guys, they're always one and done. But I expect this team to be around when it's all said and done and the NCAA tournament rolls along, and I expect there's a chance they make a deep run as well. And you talk about a big week in college basketball. You look at tonight, number 5, Baylor, number 6, Florida State in action. Florida State heads to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech, and it's been a rambling wreck group that's been surprisingly tough this year. So, in the grind of ACC play, it could happen. Florida State heads up the road, and they get knocked off by Georgia Tech. And number 5, Baylor, same deal with Georgia Tech, with Texas Tech, rather. Again, Texas Tech, tough. Not great in Big 12 play this year, but they're tough. Certainly not an easy out in their own building in Waco. And again, that grind of conference play, who knows what happens? And can you imagine back-to-back nights? You have 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 all knocked off. Talk about an epic week in college basketball, and it only gets better. You get to the weekend where there's a ton, and I mean a ton of great games on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, obviously, Saturday's led by that huge tilt between, is that Saturday or is that Sunday? It's that's Saturday. Rupp Arena between number 4, right now number 4 Kentucky and number 2 Kansas. But I mean, you've got a stacked slate of games on Saturday and Sunday. And, you go through it, you've got North Carolina heading down to Coral Gables to take on Miami, who's pretty good. I'm just going through some of these other men. Duke and Wake Forest, Danny Manning's club has had a little resurgence. You've got that Big 12 SEC, non-conference weekend slate. You got Baylor heading to the Pavilion and out in Oxford, take on Ole Miss. Oregon and Colorado's been awful in the Pac-12 this year. So there's some of the big games on Saturday. Sunday slate's pretty darn good as well. I'll pull that up for you right now. I mean, you got number 12 Virginia, number 1 Villanova at 1 o'clock in the Wells Fargo Center in Philly. That's a huge matchup. Let's see what else we got as the top 20 action unfolds. That's really the other biggie. So there's a handful of just really, really good games tonight and through the weekend that if some of these teams fall to teams they could fall to, you have just this epic weekend of college basketball action and just historic from an upset perspective. So, again, thought that was fun to look at as far as we haven't given much love to the game of college basketball. We talked, you know, when Grayson Allen had his problems when he tripped, when he got into his latest incident with tripping. We brought that up, Coach K having to take about 6 weeks off of the back surgery. But beyond that, we haven't given college basketball a lot of love as the NFL and college football have been so much of our focus. And I guess a final college basketball story before we kind of switch gears as we move along in this hour is Louisville. And they've been damn good this year under Rick Pitino, even as that program is encased in an NCAA investigation that may lead to major sanctions. And we all question the honesty of Mr. Rick Pitino in the face of the allegations and the things that have gone on in this program. But number 13, Louisville, boy, did they put it on Pittsburgh last night. Pittsburgh, this is the worst loss in the program's last 111 years. The last loss they had this bad was back in 1906. They lost by 56 last night, Pittsburgh, to Louisville. Just Kevin Stallings' group, I don't know what happened here, 106-51. Now, obviously, Pittsburgh not ranked. They're 1-6 in the ACC with a 12-8 overall record, so chances of going to the NCAA tournament, talk about an uphill climb and climbing out of that 56-point loss hole. That's one of those losses. That's like two losses sometimes. I understand it's a blowout. It happens. But that one was just so epic. You wonder how quickly they recover from that one. And you know, what's going on in Pittsburgh with Kevin Stallings? Again, that's just an awful loss. One win thus far in conference play. It's a program that under Jamie Dixon had nothing but success, and he's taken that success to TCU, where maybe for the first time in a long time, they actually have a chance at an NCAA tournament berth. But a good job by Louisville, and they've played well this year. When you consider the potential for distraction based on the sanctions that program may potentially be under, the investigation with the strippers and the assistant coach getting strippers and hookers and everything else for these players. So, impressive win for Louisville. And again, they're right there in the thick of things in what is a jam-packed ACC. As we move along in today's edition of The Attack, we're going to swing out of college basketball, and we're going to swing into the world of the NFL. There are a few stories around the NFL. You know, once you get to this week where we don't have all the Super Bowl hype yet, as it's that week, really all you have going on right now is a bunch of guys getting ready to back out of the Pro Bowl. And so there's not a ton to talk about. Obviously, with the 49ers hot and heavy on Kyle Shanahan to be their next head coach, nothing can be done until the Atlanta Falcons get clear of the Super Bowl. So we don't have a ton of headlines around the NFL, but we do have a handful that are going to get our attention and basically take us through the rest of our number one here on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Raiders, Reggie McKenzie, seems clear he has room, as he's hinted for extensions for Derek Carr and Khalil Mack. They have the salary cap space. Lock it in now. That's story number one. And Jay Gruden talking about his anticipation that the Redskins are able to lock up Kirk Cousins with a long-term deal and ensure that he is the starting quarterback in Washington. But up next, drama in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you what I mean next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. If you want to weigh in, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Again, you be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let's talk drama in Pittsburgh here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to weigh in, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Looks like there are a couple of big stories out of Pittsburgh, and let's start with some of the rumors and some of the stories heating up off of Ben Roethlisberger's weekly radio appearance on Pittsburgh All Sports radio station, where he kind of was tepid on his return for next season, said he'd have to talk it over with his family and things like that. What do I tell you guys all the time when it comes to NFL players right off of devastating losses like this? Never believe it. Let me bring up the quotes. Let me pull the quote. Let me read the quotes here. And the long and short of it was on CBS Radio's 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And he was on the Cook and Pony Show. And he said he was going to take the offseason to evaluate, to consider all options. To consider health and family and things like that. Just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season, if there's going to be a next season. I'm going to take some time and evaluate with my family and just do a lot of praying about it and make sure it's the right thing for me and my family. Here's the deal, guys. What do I say all the time? Never, ever, ever, ever believe anything an NFL player says about retiring until they're 6 to 8 weeks clear of the end of the season, especially with a devastating loss like this. And we've talked about it all the time. You hear players a week out from the frustration of a big loss in a conference championship game, something along those lines. And they talk about, maybe I'm done. Well, after the body rests, they have time to reflect, and they're about 2 months clear of football. When you have as much tread on the tire left and as much as you still want to accomplish as Ben Roethlisberger and your gamer on the level that he is, you're not going to retire. This is just a guy blowing off steam and frustrated. So follow my rule. Never believe anything about retirement that comes out of the mouth of an NFL player less than 8 weeks after the end of his season, especially coming off a devastating loss. Because the body hurts coming out. The loss is frustrating. So the guys vent and they question. You know, Ben's got all the money he needs. So it's not about that. But once you're away from the game for a while, the competitive fires get stoked again. You realize just how much you have left in the tank. And you commit fully to returning for another season. So that talk, I wouldn't be worried about at all. What I would be worried about, and you know, that's why I'm surprised this gets traction around the country the way it does. You know, a lot of us like myself that have done this for a long time should know better. But the realities are a lot of you don't. So the realities are, as I said, 8 weeks. That's the golden rule. The thing I'd be a little bit more worried about is the relationship between Todd Haley, the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator, and Roethlisberger. You know, there was, initially when Haley came in, it wasn't warm and cozy, as Roethlisberger never wanted Bruce Arians to get fired. So their relationship, it took a while for Ben to warm up to Haley. But then, you know, by the training camp of the 2015 season, their relationship had grown strong. Really, past couple of seasons now, I guess it was by training camp of 2014, but the past couple of seasons, it's been rather bumpy. Ben seems to question some of the play calling. There's been a lot of blow-ups between the two, often undetected by camera, especially on Sunday in the AFC Championship game. And to be quite honest, this offense with its myriad of weapons, they just haven't performed as consistently and up to the level one would expect. So with that being the case, that's where I'd be more worried. than about the retirement talk, because that's just not happening. The all things not being rosy between your offensive coordinator and your quarterback. You know, there's certainly a simmering undercurrent of tension, and that's never good. You want your quarterback and your offensive coordinator on the same page at almost all costs. And it's clear the relationship didn't start out all that rosy. And at this point, it has disintegrated to some degree to where there's certainly a simmering undercurrent of tension between the two. And Ben alludes to, he calls the plays, I run them. And he alludes to, and it's clear he's unhappy with some of the play calling, and he's unhappy with the inconsistent results of this offense. And Ben puts a lot of the blame at the feet of Todd Haley. Now, if you're Mike Tomlin, you got a tough situation here. Because what you can have is your players dictating your staff. That's a huge problem. That's kind of a big problem. You can't have, even your star players, you can't have them dictating who is on your staff and who's not. But at the same time, if you're Mike Tomlin, you got to remember, it's the National Football League. It's a quarterback-driven league. And you have an elite quarterback. Your offense has underperformed to some degree this year and even to a degree last year. And the quarterback's unhappy. And he's not on the same page with this offensive coordinator. And you don't want that. So while you don't want your star players dictating to you who's going to be on your staff, if I'm Mike Tomlin, with the way this offense underperformed from a consistency standpoint this year, they weren't up to their gold standard last year either when you consider the talent that's there, you'd have to consider making a change. Todd Haley's not getting it done. And I'd want to find an offensive coordinator that my quarterback was in lockstep with. So that's something to think about in Pittsburgh. And I think that's the bigger story than Big Ben to retire or Big Ben contemplating retirement off of some comments he made less than a week after the AFC Championship game. The one I'd be worried about is the acrimony between Ben Roethlisberger and Todd Haley, and how does that resolve itself? And I guess the other story in Pittsburgh has to be about the Steelers players, the coaching staff, and the entire organization tiring of Antonio Brown's pouting when the ball doesn't go to him, his me-first attitude where he's all about the stats more than he is about winning, and his general selfishness, the Facebook Live video, which we come to find out he did in the locker room and breached that etiquette because he had a $250,000 endorsement deal with Facebook Live. So here's a guy that's all about himself. Great wide receiver, one of the two or three best in the entire game. I don't think there's any question there. But he's a selfish SOB, and he's about him. In the AFC Championship game, your team goes in to score a touchdown on a run to D'Angelo Williams. You were wide open in the back of the end zone. You throw a hissy fit despite the fact that you scored because you didn't get the ball and didn't get to pad your numbers. And Ben has to wait for you to come off the field as you hound dog it and hang your head and become the last person to come off the field. And Ben's got to waste a couple of minutes talking to you about, hey, it's about the team. It's about us. We scored. Don't hang your head. Ball's coming your way. Don't worry. Instead, he could have been looking at film trying to make some adjustments to a New England Patriots defense that corralled that offense all day long. But he's got to babysit Antonio Brown and soothe his ego. And it's something they've been doing for a couple of years now. Again, great receiver. One of the best in the game. Top three, I think, to be sure. Last year of his deal next year. You have to wonder with the me-first attitude, the selfishness to some degree that he seems to be showing, the way the act might be wearing thin on his teammates. Is he a guy you re-up for huge dollars? The Steelers are known to let great players go when free agency comes, thinking, hey, we can replace them internally, and often they do. So I think that's a story that bears watching going forward. Along with Le'Veon Bell. He's a free agent after this year. Huge talent, maybe the game's best running back, certainly the most complete running back in a National Football League. His ability to be a weapon out of the backfield to the tune of 50 yards a game while also running for 100 yards a game is pretty darn remarkable. And everybody says, well, it's fait accompli. You've got to give him the big dollars and everything else to a position you normally don't give big dollars to. I don't know that that's the case. And here's why. Each and every year, last 2 years in a row, he's missed time and he's been suspended as a result of issues with the recreational drug policy in the National Football League. So you sign him to a big deal and he gets popped again, either for missing tests or a positive test. You're going to lose this guy for a big chunk of the season after you've kind of hung your fortunes on him as the bell cow of your running game. So while everybody says he's going to be maybe the only $10 million running back in the National Football League next year, because the Vikings are not picking up the, I think it's a $17 million option on Adrian Peterson, you know, we're going to basically be down to no $10 million running backs. Those days will be gone. But there's talk that the Steelers could either franchise Bell, and that'd be a $10-plus million cap hit, or sign him to a long-term deal in excess of $10 million a year. I'm not so sure. When you've had that many bouts with the recreational drug policy and you're one more missed test or positive test away from a suspension that could carry most of the season, I don't know how you hitch your wagon and make that kind of big investment in a Le'Veon Bell despite the talent. So this idea that it is fait accompli, that they go in that direction, and the Steelers have the salary cap money to keep both Brown and Bell, plus build some other pieces. And we'll talk about some of the other things they need to do and we'll be looking to do in the offseason. That's how we'll wrap up Hour 1 here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Well, we'll get ready to tie a bow around hour one, so we're about halfway home here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're talking about the Steelers and what they need to do. And again, as I said, uncharacteristic, good salary cap situation coming into the 2017 offseason for the Steelers. So they look like they're going to have about $33 million in cap space to play with. If they franchise tag Bell, they go under $21 million. They got to figure out what they're going to do with Antonio Brown. You know, they obviously have some needs to fill and people to bring back. They want to bring back James Harrison, Lawrence Timmons, Marcus Wheaton, you know, some other role players. Big thing is they'll probably be able to bring back everybody they want. But what they won't be able to do is go out and shop for the big time upgrades. The upgrades are going to come through the draft and maybe second level to get one more piece in the pass rushing game. They're not going to pursue a Melvin Ingram or Nick Perry. They won't have that kind of money. So, you know, they'll bring back a lot of their core free agent guys. Maybe they bring back a D'Angelo Williams, the right price, and draft a younger running back. They sign a lot of their unrestricted and restricted free agents that are role players, and they'll have the money to do that. And they'll have money to go shopping for a second-level free agent or two, but a lot of their help's going to come through the draft. But if they want, they do have the ability in the next couple of off seasons to actually keep this core intact. So they got some big decisions. I think it'll be interesting to see how they handle Le'Veon Bell, and I think it'll give you some idea how they may handle Antonio Brown. That's a wrap for hour number one. Big hour two out in front of us. We'll step aside right now, and then I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House overnight says President Trump will announce an executive order today directing federal resources towards construction of a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Yesterday, Trump signed executive orders clearing the way for a couple of controversial pipelines. Here's USA's Joe Gomez.
Orders which essentially removes shackles on the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like,
We'll see if we can get that pipeline built.
Speaking at the White House, Trump insisted the pipeline materials be made in the U.S.
Trump also tweets this morning that he's calling for a major investigation into voter fraud after he continues to catch some heat for insisting that widespread illegal voting in the November election is what cost him the popular vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. I have a Valentine's Day suggestion for you. You know I love Ovation Hair. They have a beautiful gift set right now. Their cell therapy hair treatment. Now, I use that every day, and I actually leave a little bit of it in my hair. That's kind of the secret, and it really makes it full. I also use volume therapy shampoo and moisture therapy conditioner. Those are all in the Valentine's Day gift set, and whipped mousse, and these really pretty hair pins. So it's a beautiful set and over 50% savings. And I have to be honest with you, I've always had thin hair. I've never had better looking hair. My hairstylist says it looks better. My husband says it looks better. And even my mom, Gran, who often cuts my hair, she says it looks better. And I'm thrilled. I 100% have confidence in backing this product because I've used it for several years now and it works for me. So get the Happy Valentine's Day gift set. 5 items, over a 50% savings. If you're a new customer, mention Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout and you'll get an additional introductory discount. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
We swell with pride as a daughter of our great state takes her place in our nation's stage.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is stepping down from her post so she can represent the United States at the United Nations. Haley turning the reins over to her Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster late yesterday.
My best wishes are with you. I will always have one eye on South Carolina, and I will always just be a phone call away.
That after the Senate yesterday voted overwhelmingly to confirm Haley as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Mississippi is now requesting federal disaster assistance after weekend tornadoes heavily damaged or destroyed over 700 homes and killed at least 4 people. Officials say they've sent a letter to President Trump asking him to okay the declaration for 4 counties. Pittsburgh International Airport honored as the top airport in the world. It's the first U.S. airport to ever be named that in the annual rankings by the magazine Air Transport World. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Some lawmakers in 2 states are pitching measures that would ban abortion in their states. First in Texas, 7 state House members are looking to do that with a bill that they filed yesterday called the Abolition of Abortion in Texas Act. It would ban the procedure at hospitals and abortion clinics, and it would also ban women from using contraceptives. The proposal also tells the state to ignore any court ruling like Roe v. Wade and ban cities and counties from filing suit if the bill does become law. And in Missouri, a lawmaker wants to ban abortions as well. State Representative Mike Moon filing that measure this week, saying his plan would create the Missouri Right to Life Act. In both cases, the bills have not yet been assigned to committees. McDonald's hopes you're going to say, "I'm loving it," when you talk about its Big Mac sandwich. Lisa Carter explains.
To all the patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDonald's will be giving away 10,000 limited edition bottles of its Big Mac special sauce as part of a promotion for its iconic burger. The fast food giant says on Wednesday it will announce how and where customers can try to get a bottle. McDonald's recently introduced the Mac Jr. and the jumbo-sized Grand Mac to the Mac family. The chain likely trying to get younger people hooked on its signature menu item with that special sauce giveaway. A memo from a top franchisee published by the Wall Street Journal claims that only 1 in 5 millennials has ever tried a Big Mac.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere.
Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Mixed bag in Hour 2. We'll tie up any NFL news. We'll hit the NBA a little bit. And who knows what kind of surprises I'll come up with between now and the time we part company in just about 1 hour. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, we're going to run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen and on our homepage. Wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And for those service people, we couldn't thank you enough for the service you provide to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Without you, ladies and gentlemen, protecting our shores and borders, we wouldn't be able to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy in this great country, so we can't thank you enough. Again, big hump day hour number two on tap. We'll tie a bow around any residual NFL news. We'll jump into the NBA a little bit, and as I said, all kinds of surprises before we get out the door here on this hump day edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. NBA tips off hour two next. NFL finishes up hour two next before we roll into the NBA, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver.
Denver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Well, a couple of pretty good quarterbacks seen socializing together, and should we get worked up over it? John Elway, Hall of Fame quarterback and man in charge of the Denver Broncos, and Tony Romo, former starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. He's lost his job, barring a shocking reversal of fortune and change of direction to Dak Prescott. So he probably doesn't have a job in Dallas after this season. And the Denver Broncos got pretty lackluster quarterback play this past season from both Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. They're both young. I think Lynch in particular has upside, but may not be ready yet for a team that is in a position to win now. And based on salary cap ramifications and everything else, their window's probably closing pretty quick. As for Trevor Siemian, I've given you my thoughts on him many, many times. He is a very, very good backup quarterback in this league. He is not your starter. This is a guy who can be the A.J. McCarron, the John Kitna from days gone by. He's that guy. The Drew Stanton. He is a very, very good backup quarterback that can hold the fort down for a few games without the season being lost. But ultimately, if you have to start him 16 games each and every year, you are hard-pressed to have great success. That said, you look at the situation. Paxton Lynch has a lot of upside. I don't know how quickly he's going to develop. He's a very, very raw quarterback. Trevor Siemian is a limited quarterback. Again, he is much more backup than starter in this league. But if he's your backup, you have one of the very best backups in the league. And with the Broncos, very much in a win-now mode, a couple of years down the line, this may be a team that the quarterback is ready and some of the other parts are not. And if they want to make one more run with this current group, they need a quarterback that can flat out play. And in a quarterback-driven league, I don't know that they have one that's ready to play at that level yet. So you see Elway and Romo hanging out at a party, and you start to say to yourself, well, Dallas can't afford to keep him because of the salary cap hit. They're going to have to find a way to move him. They probably won't get a lot back because the team that takes him has to incur a huge quarterback hit for while he's a quality quarterback, he's aging and he certainly, certainly lacks durability. So with that being the case, you're not going to get a ton if you're Dallas, but in so many ways it's addition by subtraction in that, yes, Romo, if he played for you, he'd be the best backup quarterback in the league. But he's made it clear he's not happy being a backup, number one. Number two, you can't pay your backup $20 million and have him be a $20 million cap hit while your starting quarterback is getting paid $500,000 and is a $500,000 cap hit. It's just not going to happen, and it's just not going to work. So the realities are the Cowboys need to get out from under Tony Romo. So if they release him, they incur the cap hit. They'd probably like to trade him, not have to take on that huge cap hit, get some sort of mid to late round draft pick that they could use to continue to fortify their roster and use that newly found available cap space in order to build other pieces of the roster, get more pass rushers in, and generally upgrade a defense that, while it improved as the season went along and really became a lot better than we thought it could be, it still was a defense that needed other pieces. It was it's a defense that still lacks talent. So, and it certainly lacks pass rushers. That's their Achilles heel. So they're going to want to take some of those resources by moving on from Tony Romo and, you know, go out and get some pass rushers. They'll address that in the draft as well. We talked about some of the pass rushers that will be available in free agency. And if you free up that Tony Romo money, maybe you're in play for some of those guys. You'll obviously use the draft to try and upgrade pass rushers and upgrade all over that defense, which again, as I said, is very much, while it outperformed its talent and it played well, and it was a solid defense that complemented a tremendous offense, that is where the Cowboys need to grow and they need to upgrade their talent. It is all over that defense. They need to upgrade depth. They need to upgrade talent on every level, from the linebacker core to that defensive line where they need more pass rushers, right to that back line where they need more and better corners and could use improved safety play as well. So is there anything to seeing Romo and Elway at a party? Not necessarily in and of itself, but it makes for interesting fodder, as they were both at Kevin McCarthy's victory party, and he's the House Majority Leader. And he had a victory party after re-election. And both of them were spotted with a picture with the representative, and perhaps they were talking about some future plans. Now, I don't know how much this means, but the realities are Romo's not going to be in Dallas one way or another. They've got to find a way to make that divorce happen. Romo won't want to be there as the backup, and the Cowboys won't want him there with that huge price tag. So that's number one. The Broncos need a quarterback. There are other teams out there that need a quarterback too. But the Broncos are really built to win now. Window's closing. They didn't make the playoffs last year. Their young quarterback is raw. Their current starting quarterback is not good enough to start for a team that really has a chance to make much noise in the postseason. So I think it's a logical matchup and a logical marriage. And it allows the Cowboys to target some other needs, including getting another backup quarterback, because you got to have a backup. You know, if you're a contender, I still think you got to have a capable backup. And I don't know that Mark Sanchez is that guy. So that would be one area you would address. But if you have all those millions of dollars, you can address that. You can go out shopping for some other pieces in free agency to upgrade a defense. And, you know, you'll have the draft as well. And you'll have a team that was the number one seed in the NFC that narrowly lost to an Aaron Rodgers-led Packers team that was on a magical run, and maybe you can get over the hump because you have the best offensive line in football. You've got one of the five best receivers in football in Dez Bryant. You have a great young quarterback. You have one of the three or four best running backs in all the game and a young guy in Ezekiel Elliott. You got complimentary pieces like Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams, Jason Witten. And you'll add some more pieces to that mix as well through the draft and free agency and developing your own guys. So for me, the future is very bright for the Cowboys. And getting out from under Tony Romo and finding a more economical and more realistic solution at backup quarterback will allow you to address some other weaknesses that you had. And it may only make you better going into the 2017 season than you even were in 2016. So, you know, again, intriguing and for the Broncos. It's that one last run with this current group before you have to turn it over and strip it down. Because ultimately, age, attrition, and salary cap space will dictate that there are some changes to the composition of the roster in Denver over the next couple of years. And the core of this defense that led them to a Super Bowl will, for the most part, outside of a couple of pieces, be gone. You'll have turned it over to a new quarterback by that point, as you expect Paxton Lynch would be ready and Romo will have rode off into the sunset. So I could see this as a realistic marriage for Tony Romo to finish things up and get one more run at perhaps a Super Bowl. We'll jump out of the NFL into the NBA next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Spano and Black Attack,
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I want to.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's kind of the same rules apply to the show. If you don't like it, turn it off. You can leave anytime you want as we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. 800-878-7529. Again on Twitter at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. Well, let's switch gears and let's go to the NBA a little bit. And I guess this is a good follow-up on a story we talked about yesterday with the fact that the Washington Wizards were going to wear all black in their matchup with the Celtics because they were going to a funeral. And I guess it was supposed to be the Celtics' funeral in advance of their third matchup of the year. And, you know, I was worried going in that this one was going to get chippy quickly. And if the officials didn't get control from the start, you know, you could have one of those epic NBA brawls. Nothing happened. You know, it was a blowout 123-108 Washington win that was over, you know, that was garbage time for a big chunk of the fourth quarter. And I guess the only activity was Marcus Smart getting into it with his coaches and ultimately being sent back to the locker room early by Brad Stevens. And I guess the genesis of the argument was Marcus Smart wanted to go back in after playing about 12 straight minutes in a blowout game, and Brad Stevens wanted nothing to do with it. Not tonight. And let's save it for another night. And Smart played big minutes as Avery Bradley was out with injury, and Marcus Smart had to start in this game. So that was the extent of the fireworks, and we had, you know, kind of previewed that Celtics-Wizards game, and I had feared the worst. Well, we got none of the worst, and about the extent of the ugliness was the Marcus Smart incident with his own coaching staff, and it was very, very heated. And after the game, he went to Twitter to apologize, and he tweeted out, "To my coaching staff and my teammates and the Celtic organization, I apologize for my actions tonight. In hating to lose, my actions were childish and unprofessional, and never under any circumstances do I have the right to act that way, and for that I sincerely apologize. I'm a role model of kids and a player for coach. I'm sorry." Again, all good. He was immature, but for the wrong reasons. And Brad Stevens will straighten it out. And I don't expect much out of this going forward, as this will move on. This wasn't a fight between players. And it wasn't one of those epic battles. This is one where a player got a little too emotional, didn't like to lose, wanted to go back in the game. Coach was like, "Not tonight, we're done." And I do get it. So with that being the case, Brad Stevens does an incredible job, as does his entire staff, of getting the most out of the Celtics group. So I wouldn't worry about this going forward. What I am happiest about is that there wasn't an incident in this game. Tough loss for the Celtics, but you're starting to see a pretty red hot Washington Wizards group, and I'm wondering how good they're going to be and what we'll think of them come playoff time. You know, how good will they really be? For Marcus Smart, again, he's having a decent year. 30 minutes a night, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, a steal and a half a game. Turns it over, 2-1 assist to turnover rate, 2.3 assist to turnover ratio, because he turns it over about 2 times a game. And, you know, he's a very good defensive player who is an okay point guard on the offensive end. He can't shoot it a lot. You know, he's an adequate at best outside shooter, decent rebounder for a guard, you know, okay scorer. You know, he only shoots at 29% from 3, and that doesn't get it done. Does hit his free throws to the tune of 78%. Even his overall field goal percentage, only 36%. That's just not going to get it done. And it's interesting. If the Celtics hold on to their number one pick, which is the, it's actually not their pick. It's the pick they got from Brooklyn. And if they hold on to that pick and they don't move that at the deadline to change the composition of this team, it is a very, 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 very heavy point guard draft. I could see the Celtics drafting another point guard and moving out Marcus Smart. Again, very good defensive player, decent playmaker. Nothing, you know, he's not a world difference-making playmaker, but a decent playmaker, limited scorer. And in a point guard draft class that is loaded with guys, if Boston ends up keeping that Brooklyn pick, they're going to be drafting a point guard because that's what's going to be available on the board for them. And as a result, it is pretty likely Marcus Smart gets traded for some other pieces. Because when you look at the composition of this roster in the backcourt, whoever they draft becomes a better point guard than Marcus Smart. Smart gets moved out either for draft picks going forward to fortify this roster or for some other complementary pieces, as he's not going to fetch you a difference maker. But that third guard, whoever he is, he'll run in concert with Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley and some of the other complementary pieces you have. Because Isaiah Thomas has become the true star. 29 points a night, 6 assists a night. Only 2.5 turnovers, 2.4 assist to turnover ratio. In Avery Bradley, lockdown defender who scores almost 18 points a night, grabs 7 rebounds, dishes out a couple of assists, you know, along with guys like Al Horford. So you look at that backcourt, and you already have Terry Rozier on this roster, and not as good a defender as Smart, but he's certainly a better offensive player, and he's no worse a playmaker. So I could see that being like the guy who kind of fills out the rest of that guard group. But obviously, if you're drafting that high, these point guards that are going to be at the top of this draft, they tower over Marcus Smart. So you move him out for complementary pieces. And perhaps if you're lucky, you've got this three-guard rotation where they're all everything from a superstar in Isaiah Thomas to very, very solid to star-caliber players. And maybe that's where you get that extra guy that ends up being able to vault you. Because right now, the Celtics, for all the talent they have, they're a guy short. They need one more piece. And they need one more big-time piece. And until they get that, they're going to be good, but they're not going to be a real contender. So if they keep the Brooklyn pick, that big-time piece is coming in the form of a point guard, which means that Marcus Smart goes. It's a three-guard rotation, Terry Rozier with occasional minutes. And that's how it's all going to work out. And Marcus Smart goes for more complementary pieces. But they need one more piece. I think it'd be better served if it was a front-court guy, but when you own a top pick in the upcoming draft and it's all point guards at the top, that's what you're going to get. It's kind of just the way it is. Speaking of point guards, let's talk about a team that is a true contender. And they are the defending. They are the defending NBA champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've already made a trade to address even more shooting and depth at the two-guard position by adding Kyle Korver. But LeBron James and company have made it clear that they are in the point guard market. And they're looking at Rajon Rondo. They're looking at Deron Williams. They'd also be interested in Jameer Nelson. And these would all be guys that in many ways would make sense because of the role that they would be playing now. You know, Deron Williams is no longer an elite-level starter in this league at the point guard position. Rondo isn't either, and he's a mercurial character, and Jameer Nelson's a solid backup at this point. They're all solid veteran playmakers. In the case of Darren Williams, health has conspired against him, and he's just not the player he was. You know, playing on a bad Mavericks team, playing 30 minutes a night, 13.7 points, 2.8 rebounds, 7.1 assists, 43.2% from the field. You know, it's solid work. Is it elite level work? Absolutely not. You know, but he can still hit the three at a tune of 35%. He hits his free throws. So he's a solid, solid piece. And, you know, he would be an ideal backup at this stage to Kyrie Irving. You could play them both together at times. But you knock him off, and instead of having him play 30 minutes a night, he's playing 20-plus, and he's going against second-unit point guards. Not going to be much on the defensive end, but it'll certainly upgrade your offense at this point with the lack of size. I don't know how much the Cavaliers worry about defense. With Rondo, he can still be an elite point guard. You know, there's still some tread left on the tire. With him, it's all personality conflict, and he's not much of a shooter. So his fit might not be as good with the Cavaliers. And we'll continue this discussion in our next segment. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, or at Sports Byline USA. This is the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue and roll on here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We're talking NBA specifically now, the Cleveland Cavaliers and their pursuit of backup point guard. And, again, we talked about how good a fit Darren Williams would be. You know, in a reserve role, that would be a perfect guy behind Kyrie Irving. You know, no longer having to be the guy. He can shoot it from distance. You limit his minutes, and you probably get more out of him at this stage of the game than you do with big minutes, as the knees and the feet and everything else and the ankles. He's just not the same player. But in limited minutes, man, he's certainly better than most teams' backup point guard. I'll be honest with you, especially on the offensive end and what he could do for some of these other teams, and they continue to stretch the floor with floor spacers. And that's what it's all about here. Liability on defense, but they got a lot of those on the Cavaliers, and I don't think they care. They just want to be more efficient than you on offense. They don't play with any size, so I don't think it's really an issue. I think he's a good fit with Rondo. The character issues and the fact that he doesn't get along with coaches and he's a gigantic pain in the ass, that's not a big deal. You go to Cleveland, play for LeBron, have a chance to win a championship. That all gets smoothed out, much like when pain in the ass players used to go to the, or do go to the New England Patriots, or troubled players. They end up on their best behavior because nobody's bigger than the organization. Well, it's kind of the same thing in Cleveland. Nobody's bigger than LeBron, and nobody's bigger than the organization. So Rondo would come in, be a solid citizen, and very well behaved. I don't think he's the most likely option in that he doesn't fit well. He doesn't shoot the ball. He doesn't shoot the ball well. That's the realities. And with Rondo not being much of a shooter, like I said, forget the problem that he is and the trouble that he brings to the table. He comes to Cleveland, and that gets mitigated. I think we all know that, and we all understand why. Brings good defense. He is a very, very good playmaker, but he is not a very good shooter. So with him not being somebody that can stretch the floor, I don't think he fits. Again, I said Darren Williams, perfect fit. Same thing with Jameer Nelson. You know, they can shoot. They can space the floor. They can run the point. They'll get targeted on defense. Don't know that LeBron cares about that. Don't know that that matters to him. So of the three, I think if they're willing to pay the price and get Darren Williams, or if Darren Williams gets bought out, I think Williams would be the one they'd covet the most. Jameer Nelson would be next. I just don't see Rondo as a fit, because he doesn't shoot the ball well enough and he doesn't space the floor, and they don't value very much the other things that he brings, which is that defense. They don't play good defense in Cleveland. They're not going to. Adding Rondo won't make a difference. So I think Darren Williams, best fit. Jameer Nelson, next best fit. Rondo, no fit. And I think that's how it'll all shake out. And I think in time, you'll see one of those guys as a Cleveland Cavalier, and then all the problems are solved, because you'd have, you know, you got your big three who are all superstars. You've got your one big in Tristan Thompson, who he's your rebounder. He's your tough guy. When you go small, it's Love in the middle. You've got your depth now on the perimeter with Korver, along with Smith and along with Shumpert. You got your backup point guard for Kyrie. That other move makes the Cleveland Cavaliers ready to go to war. And they would contend with anybody. They'd be beasts of the East. decent amount head and shoulders above everybody else, be it Boston, be it Toronto, unless Toronto makes a move that closes that gap, or Boston does for that matter. And they'd be right there in lockstep. All apologies to Golden State, but they would be right there because they'd have all the things they want. Those games would be shootouts because I don't expect Cleveland to play much defense, and I think Golden State would have the advantage on the defensive end. That may spell the difference. But let's see how each of the teams is playing respectively as they roll into the playoffs. But I think getting that point guard, it'll happen. The general manager in Cleveland is brilliant, and he gets LeBron the pieces he wants, and that puts them in a great position to win a lot of basketball games, and they would truly, 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 truly be a favorite. I guess the last interesting story, and this was a cool story I saw on CBSSports.com. This is from John Solomon, and he talked about the fact we always just talk about the SEC. Light years ahead of every other conference in college football. And John wrote a great article on how big-time coaches and big-time quarterbacks has allowed the ACC maybe to overtake the SEC, at least in the short term, and maybe their position to do so in the long term. And, you know, the article talks about the fact that, you know, the ACC has a lot better quarterback play, and it's a quarterback-driven sport, even on the college level. How the ACC used to be owned by the SEC in head-to-head matchups. And since 2014, ACC is 19-13 versus the SEC. Whereas from 2004 to 2013, ACC was 30-53 versus the SEC. You look at the quarterback play. Who are the notable quarterbacks in the SEC? And there really aren't any. The ACC loaded with them. Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Francois. The list goes on and on. You have the big-time coaches in Jimbo Fisher, in Dabo Sweeney. You now have the best annual game and best annual rivalry in conference in college football with Clemson and Florida State having now supplanted Alabama and LSU. You have a conference. First time since 2002. Because the SEC always owned the top 10 when the season was done. First time since 2002. Only one SEC team finished the final top 10 in the AP top 25. The SEC had five final top 10 teams combined. The SEC actually had five final top 10 teams combined from 2014 to 2016, down from 13 the previous three seasons. So certainly the trend is going backwards. And the ACC has really caught up and in many ways eclipsed the ACC. You know, you look at the, you know, and the big question is, can they sustain it? They've done it for a year, the last several years, but can they sustain it going forward? You know, 11 ACC teams finished with winning records in 2016. Had postseason wins over Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio State. ACC had a 10-4 record versus the SEC this year, including Clemson over Alabama in a national title game. And they won those games by an average of 11.3 points. The list goes on and on of reasons and proof that the ACC has eclipsed the SEC right now, perhaps, as college football's best conference, with the Big Ten right there. The SEC, for a first time in a long time, is in chase mode compared to the other conferences around college football. Not all of them, but certainly the ACC, and certainly to a great degree the Big Ten, having Dabo and Jimbo in the ACC, and having Florida State and Clemson be those big-time programs. Having that pipeline of quarterbacks that the SEC lacks. You know, you look at it. You know, look at how many teams the SEC had with four-plus losses. I mean, Alabama was the only team that had less than four losses in all conference. That, you know, it's worrying. And they've got to get some quarterbacks, some big-time quarterbacks into the SEC in order to jump back in there. Because they're behind right now. They're behind the ACC, and they're even behind the Big Ten. Reputation says they're best conference in America, and maybe they have the best defenses in America. But the reality, overall body of work, the SEC is not the best conference in college football anymore. They don't get the quarterback play. They don't have the offense. The results are on the field. It's not just them beating each other. They lose around the country now. And the ACC owns an edge over them in head-to-head play. So the ACC has the edge. Can they sustain it? That's the question. Key for success for the SEC, better get back to recruiting five-star quarterbacks and having them pan out. That will turn around the fortunes of the SEC. But right now, they're third behind the ACC and behind the Big Ten. I'm sure the SEC's worried about that. ACC Commissioner John Swofford must be thrilled. But also, you have an eye on keeping up that momentum. For the SEC, this is a huge challenge. You know, this is a conference that was always, that for the longest time, was the king of the college football world. And Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, must be terribly concerned, because you don't want to stay behind the eight ball. And you don't want to be closer in the pantheon of Power Five conferences to the Big 12 than you are to the ACC. You don't want to be closer to the bottom of the mountain than you are to the top. And this is kind of a radical change. The reputation always was the ACC wasn't the conference. And they weren't a strong conference, and for a long time they weren't. But these last number of years, with Dabo coming in and turning Clemson into what they are, Jimbo turning Florida State back into what it is, Justin Fuente bringing a resurgence to Va Tech, Pittsburgh under Paul Chryst having success, North Carolina under Larry Fedora becoming a very, very solid program, Louisville. Look at the quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Mitch Trubisky. The list goes on and on. And Louisville's going to be a major player next year, as next year is their year in Louisville, Kentucky. So, again, I don't see the ACC losing much ground. Another year of maturity on DeAndre Francois, and Florida State gets that much better. So the future is very bright for the ACC. And the SEC, while by reputation we always think of them as the best in college football, they have something of an uphill battle in their effort to keep up with the Joneses within the world of college football. And it is something that does bear watching. We'll tie a bow around this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let's tie a bow around this hump day edition of the Attack. Big show on tap tomorrow. Sean Landetta will join us, the all-pro punter and Super Bowl champion, and we'll talk about the big game. It's the big game survival guide. We'll talk to him about that, which means we'll talk about snacking for the big game. We'll get his thoughts on the game itself. It'll be fun. Sean is always fun to talk to, opinionated, knowledgeable, and just a fun guy. So we'll enjoy that. We're going to do that tomorrow on the Attack. And then Friday, we'll probably take a look ahead to the Senior Bowl. As to me, we'll take a look back at practice and a look ahead to the game itself. As really outside of the college basketball that's on tap, there's not a whole lot on tap for your sports weekend. So I'll grab somebody, come on, talk Senior Bowl with us. I don't think we'll be able to get Phil Savage or Jason Wu this close to the game, but I'll get somebody that's been down around practicing and talk to us about what's going on to talk a little Senior Bowl on Friday. Sean Landetta to kind of help us kick off our Super Bowl coverage on Thursday. And that's going to be the rundown for the rest of the week on the Spano and Black Attack. I think it's me all the way through all by myself. Bob's off the rest of the week, I believe. Actually, look that up right now on my trusty calendar. Bob's off the rest of the week. He'll roll back in on Monday, and he'll be in and out all during Super Bowl week. And then, you know, we culminate our coverage on Friday, on the last football Friday of what is the 2016/2017 NFL season. But on that note, we're out of here. Special thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. My name is Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.